5, Sunday, March 24th, 10 to 4. Adults $10, ages 11 to 15, $5. 10 and under get in free. Good for both days. $2 discount for military and police at Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show. Knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday and Sunday, March 23rd, March 24th at the Castine Center, Mandeville.
Welcome to the Cynthia Clark Show, a cheerful show, a time to enjoy tasting cuisine, a time to be encouraged, a time to learn from experts in our town. We hope you will call in and ask a question or two and share your voice with our community. And now here's your host, Cynthia Clark.
Welcome and hi, Cynthia Clark here, and hello, New Orleans. So glad to join you again. And as you know, it's Thursday. And on Thursdays, we really like to focus on cuisine for most of the show. And if you haven't caught on yet, on Thursdays, you will have some fun with us, joining us on site at some local restaurants in town. And I'm happy to have Clark Gregory today as a co-host. Welcome, Clark.
Thank you, Cynthia. Welcome to you, too. I appreciate the on-air show. Hello, New Orleans.
Okay, so we enjoyed doing a remote last week at Guillory's Tamales and Deli. It was a lot of fun in the heart of little old Metairie.
Yes, Cynthia.
And so we will keep you posted where we will be. Hopefully we'll be on site somewhere next Thursday, so I'll keep you posted. And today we're going to talk a little bit about Chinese regional food, and we're going to focus on Cantonese cuisine today. And as many of you know, that is the most widely served style of Chinese cuisine in the world. It has a very mild flavor, very famous for dim sum and soup. Soup, which is my favorite. Clark told me dim sum is his favorite. And so that is the Cantonese style. And there's also the Beijing cuisine, which is known for the roast duck, the Peking roast duck. And we know that this originated from the Emperor's Kitchen in the Forbidden City. And the cuisine is characterized by strong seasonings, vinegar, garlic, coriander, leeks, and salt. And then us New Orleanians and Cajuns, I like Szechuan. I like a little spice to
my
Chinese.
I do too. I love Szechuan, and I also love Hunan, Cindy.
And Hunan, yes.
One of my favorite dishes, correct.
Both spicy, yes.
Mildly spicy, not crazy. You know, obviously, when you go to the restaurant, the waiter or the waitress will even ask you, how would you like that, you know, medium or spicy? So you can also get it made to, you know, because Chinese food is made to order right there fresh.
Right.
You always have a choice of mild or spicy.
Exactly. So in the Sichuan cuisine, Kung Pao chicken's very famous. That's one of your favorites.
And as you well know, that's a spicy brown sauce with chunks of celery and peanuts. Oh, it's so good.
Delicious. Exactly. Chili, Sichuan peppers, peanuts, and vegetables. And as you were mentioning, you love Hunan too, which is a little spicier than the Sichuan. But again, as you were saying, of course, just feel free to ask your waiter if they would mind lightening up the spice or spicing up the spice.
Exactly. And as you were mentioning earlier, Cindy, you know that the Peking duck dish is a dish that's consumed throughout China and is considered their national dish. It's their most famous traditional Chinese food. And you know what it is. It contains the dark, crispy meat. The color is due to the rich plum sauce or the hoisin. Don't you love hoisin?
The plum sauce is my favorite. They call it hoisin.
Hoisin.
Plum sauce, delicious. I love the plum sauce specifically on the mooshu pork.
Oh, yes.
And I know you love it on the Peking duck. Tell me what it is. How do you like a Peking duck to come out to the table? Because, you know, different restaurants deliver it different ways.
Honestly, I hate to sound like a prince, but I love it when they bring it to the table completely sliced and served, deboned, and that way, you know, you get the breast meat or you can get the thigh meat and you get a piece of crispy skin with it, you know, because the skin has been soaking up all that plum sauce, the hoisin. Mm-hmm. And traditionally, they serve it with the fresh little mini rice pancakes or tortillas. They look like a tortilla, but it is a pancake.
Like the mushu pork?
Well, exactly. That's how they serve Peking duck, with shallot, with an onion. So you throw a piece of onion,
right,
the hoisin, and you wrap it up like a tortilla, and there you go.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Miss Shirley's on magazine. I'm sure she has the Peking duck.
Of course she does. That's Cantonese style. We're on Cantonese style
today. Now, have you had it there yet?
No, I haven't yet
we'll
there.
We'll venture out this week and report on it next week.
And how about the cute little restaurant?
I'm going to try it because I told you my experience with Peking duck was it wasn't my thing because I the misconception of, well, not necessarily misconception. It is very fatty, but
depends.
It is all in how they prepare it and cook it.
It depends on the restaurant. It depends on who makes it. It depends exactly on how it's roasted. You know, I lived in New York for 35 years, and in Chinatown, you walk down the street and you see all of the ducks in the window hanging, roasting in plum sauce in the hoisin.
Right, and some of the best cuisine in the country
for Chinese
is in Chinatown.
In Chinatown, New York. So the fat mostly is rendered off.
Correct, if they do it properly. I must have just not had a perfect experience on that.
Everyone's different. And the thing you were talking about earlier, Cynthia, that I love so much about the Cantonese style of cooking, it's a lot of fresh and dried seafood put in a healthy soup like you said you like. It's also served with oyster and plum sauce. They do love a lot of barbecue. You know, don't you love the little miniature barbecued spare ribs?
I enjoy them.
Yes, a lot of dried
meats.
I like
their oyster sauce as well, which is signature to the Cantonese style. I love the oyster sauce.
Yeah, and then one of the styles of Cantonese that you and I ate for 100 years was Mandarin style. And that's, remember, Mandarin chicken at, you've got one guest, the House of Lee.
Yay.
Veterans Boulevard.
Right where Lakeside is now,
right? Across the street from where Lakeside is. And callers, if you have any wonderful stories about the Lee family who opened their House of Lee restaurant with that giant green and red pagoda roof in 1959. And remember, audience, it was considered the largest Chinese restaurant in the South at the time. Not only that, the mother and father had 8 children, and as you well know, New Orleans and Metairie area, the most famous sibling from the House of Lee is Sheriff Harry Lee.
Correct. Who is, and Miss Shirley, who was very well known for,
the cousin,
her
Miss Shirley,
restaurant in Metairie for many, many years
on
across
Veterans.
From Fausto's, that is China. It was called Royal China.
Royal China.
Many, many, many years. Many of you have enjoyed Chinese food there. That restaurant is now closed at the Royal China.
It was sold.
Fausto's.
She sold it and upgraded uptown. And I was there not too long ago, Cindy, and it was standing room only. But guess what? You know how the Chinese cuisine, they cook quickly, they serve quickly, it wasn't that long of a wait. And the thing that was so wonderful about Miss Shirley, and you know the audience will know this, Miss Shirley served us an appetizer while we were standing in line. They were like, here's a dumpling while you're waiting. Here's a sesame Szechuan dumpling. So I look forward to going again.
Speaking of which, Miss Shirley is a descendant of Chef Harry Lee. And so the Lee tradition of the House of Lee, the great Chinese restaurant we all grew up with. Many of you are boomers who are listening. How about our wonderful stories? Okay, our daddy took us to House of Lee at least once a week.
Exactly.
What did daddy order?
How about this? A little bit of everything.
Well, we are going to have to take a break soon. We do have a caller on the line, and John is his name, and we're going to have to take a break. So hopefully John can stay with us through the break, and when we return, we'll talk to John and continue talking about the exciting cuisine of Chinese food, who us Americans love Chinese food. I'm one of them. And we are going to be back shortly. So please stay with us.
Wow. Thank you, Cynthia.
Have you looked at your siding and it's in such poor condition it's worrying you? Then let Vinyl Tech take that worry away. Kiss your worries goodbye when Vinyl Tech installs beautiful siding to stand up to the fiercest weather conditions. You'll love the new look of your home after Vinyl Tech's durable, dependable, and cost-effective siding transformation. You pick your siding, colors, textures, and styles, and then leave the rest to Vinyl Tech so you'll never need painting again. You'll have peace of mind knowing you have James Hardie Plank Siding, not only one of the best in the industry, but engineered to be long-lasting and beautiful. And because of its sleek design, it is the most popular brand in North America. Vinyl Tech offers financing, and their exterior contractors know how to install siding properly because they've been doing it for almost a quarter of a century. Have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and serve customers along the Gulf Coast from Texas to Florida. Contact Vinyl Tech today for your estimate at vinyltechroofing.com and chase your worries away.
We live in a stressful world, and it's easy to become overwhelmed with our constant exposure to daily stress, lack of sleep, financial pressures, our relationships, workload. It all adds up. And sometimes we need a little help to restore balance. Our brains are an amazingly complex and capable part of our bodies. The two hemispheres of our brain constantly communicate, keeping us balanced, healthy, energetic, and at our best. But in the face of traumatic events or overwhelming stress, our brain goes into survival mode and sometimes gets stuck there, out of balance. A left-side brain imbalance weighs us down, slowing our brain's response, a freeze state. We feel numb. A right-side brain imbalance stimulates us to fight or run from a stressful situation. A state of anxiety known as fight or flight response. We're constantly on edge. Our brain's natural healing abilities need help to recover from these conditions, a chance to relax, rebalance, and reset itself. The Sarasate Experience does exactly that, helping your brain to restore its rhythm and balance naturally so it can manage stress more effectively. Sarasate is proven technology that's safe, non-invasive, and highly effective. First, four high-resolution brain frequency sensors precisely record your real-time brain rhythms. Second, our proprietary algorithms convert your brain rhythms to specific engineered tones to create your unique brain echo, allowing you to hear your own brain echo in real time, and your brain recognizes itself and responds. As the brain hears itself, it realizes what's stuck and self-corrects, relaxing and resetting to its natural, balanced state. That's how Sarasate helps your brain free itself from frozen and fight-or-flight states, enabling you to achieve the highest levels of well-being and balance throughout your life. Sarasate, we help your brain help you.
Good afternoon. Hi, Cynthia Clark. Thank you for joining us today on WGSO.com and also 990 AM. And I'm Cynthia Clark.
And hello, I'm Gregory Clark. And welcome to the Cynthia Clark Radio Show.
And today we're focusing on cuisine. And so we're doing some cuisine report, talking about Cantonese and Chinese food and some great experiences enjoying Chinese food in the New Orleans area. We do have a caller on the line.
Yay!
So let's welcome John to the show.
Thank you. I enjoy your show every day. And I want to tell you, I heard you talking about Chinese food. I get several restaurants I really like. One on the North Shore that's a favorite, and I'm sure everybody else on the coming to loves is
Wait a minute. Trey Yen. You're right. How could we forget?
Tommy Wong. It's a great restaurant, and the last time I went over there and dined with some friends of ours, we couldn't leave without getting a bottle of the Tung Chou sauce that they made so famously.
Oh, really? They have it to go?
Yeah, you get to come to. I think they sell it for about probably about a 16-ounce jar for about seven. I think it was about $7. And, you know, you got to keep it refrigerated once you open it, but it's always good.
That means it's fresh. You're right.
Yeah. It's anything. But besides that restaurant, which, like I said, is exceptional, over in on the West Bank, my favorite restaurant for the longest time in the Greater New Orleans area was always China Doll with Miss Agnes and her husband, Ping.
Oh, yes. China Doll. We're terrible. We don't get over to the West Bank
I
enough.
I love their crab rangoons.
I've heard of them. Yeah. I heard they're fabulous fresh.
Right in Manhattan, and always the freshest ingredients. And Miss Agnes and Mr. Ping, they retired, I want to say, in the last 5 years. So I think their cousin, Miss Julia Young, took it over, and she was running Young's Garden in Kenner as well. And she also now owns China Doll, Young's Garden in Kenner, and also on the West Bank is Christina's Empress of China, which is another good restaurant on the West Bank.
Oh, yes, I've heard of that.
That's in Gretna. And Christina moved, I want to say, to the West Coast. I think it was San Francisco. And that's another good restaurant. But Julia now owns all three of them, with Miss Agnes retiring. And then there's one other connection to the Young family there, and that is Ming's, which I love. My oldest daughter turned me on to Ming's over in Lakeview.
Favorite. Go ahead.
They make the silkiest sauces. And Ming's, after Ida, Hurricane Ida, was only open when they reopened, only open for dinner. But they now have reopened, I don't know how long ago, for lunch. And if you go for lunch, I've got to tell you, you better get there at 11 when they open, because there may, and you want to dine in, there may not be a place for you to sit except at the bar if there's any spots there, because they pack them in.
I saw that, John.
And you can eat al fresco.
And how about their gorgeous patio? I went there today, and it was completely packed, just like you said, John. Yeah. And now you know the current information. They are now open for lunch, as you said, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And for all of those during Lent, do you know on Friday, one of the reasons why I go is because they have shrimp egg rolls that day. And he makes one of the best shrimp egg rolls around town.
Okay. They're
not open for lunch on Saturday. They used to be open for lunch on Saturday. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know, but we can try to find out. But thank you so much for calling in. So Ming's, the owner of, they've been around for quite a while, and congratulations to Ming's, because I remember when they first opened in 2015-ish, and they had just opened.
Right.
You know a little bit about their history. Right. Who runs the restaurant right now?
It's chef and owner Ming Zhou, Cindy.
And his history, he comes from the Emerald Organization, correct?
Well, he once worked for the famous Emerald Corporation in New Orleans.
Wow.
And he also, his parents, he's been in local for years, and his mom and dad had their own restaurant actually in uptown New Orleans, and he claims that his mother taught him how to cook that silky Cantonese cuisine.
And they are the kindest people, and
there's fresh crab meat in their crab rangoon, which is very hard to find. That's one of the reasons.
Used to run the restaurant. It was in the River Bend on Carrollton there at St. Charles.
That I used to go to that one all the time.
Was
that was his mama, John?
Yeah. What's
What was it called when it was there? Orchid? Orchid? China Orchid.
China Orchid. China Orchid. China Orchid, yeah.
China
that
Orchid.
That was Joe's mom?
Yeah, that was Ming. That was Ming's mom,
Wow. He's the nicest guy. I sent a couple there the other day.
Now I know why the crab rangoons. I used to go to the River Bend restaurant those crab rangoons. So that's his mama's recipe over at Ming's.
Unbelievable.
And then we got one other one in Metairie we want to talk about, and that is China Rose.
China Rose.
I love China Rose.
China Rose is wonderful. It's on North Arnold, on the corner of Melville Dewey. And China Rose,
right behind the old Pepper Mill, Clark. It's still really a very nice restaurant.
Really?
Fresh ingredients. so many history of China Rose. China Rose, for the longest time, with the previous owner, was on Robert E. Lee Boulevard right
there. No, no kidding. We were just talking about it earlier. We were trying to figure out the history.
Oh, wait. Next to the theater, the Robert E. Lee Theater?
Yeah. Correct. And
we used to go there as children.
All the time.
That was my brother's first job, Billy's first job in the restaurant.
And mine, too. I was the hostess. It was one of my very first jobs.
Yeah.
Local, delicious, wonderful restaurant. You're right.
Yeah.
Was it called China Rose?
China Rose.
Back then, too, John? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
now,
you.
I don't know if I but what I remember, because I was calling on him as a salesman and so on and so forth, and he was an advertiser with me, and once something happened, I think my memory served me correctly, there was a worker at the restaurant that shot him.
What? Do you know I remember this? Wait a minute. Oh, my God. I love New Orleans and all the old stories. Go ahead. You're right.
And he shot him, and I said, oh, my God. And he died, and I guess they caught the guy. But anyway, and right after that, they closed it. And then I don't know how long China Rose has been over here in Metairie, but Miss Annie is the lady that runs this one in Metairie at North Arnold and Melville Dewey.
Yes.
It's a wonderful restaurant. And one of the great things about it, too, is they serve luncheon specials from, I think, 11 to 4 every day. But if you go on Monday, you can get a luncheon special all day, including during dinner time, for the lunch special luncheon prices. So it's great. The only thing you need to know is they're never open on Wednesday. Wednesday is the only day of the week they're closed.
Good. Interesting
Wait
tip.
A minute. And Monday is usually the day that restaurants
are closed.
So now we're telling our listeners this, okay, did y'all hear that?
I'm writing this down.
Go visit 3501 North Arnold Road, Metairie. Yeah. That's China Rose. Go visit them on a Monday. You can get the luncheon special, even in the evening. Yeah, thank you for the tip, John. And please make sure you tell them you heard it on the radio on WGSO that Cynthia and John and Clark sent you over. Enjoy, because it's delicious.
We're going to visit her.
Yeah, they had all kinds of specials. My favorite things over there are the Kung Bo chicken. I love the Szechuan chicken. I think they got Szechuan beef, too. They got chicken and garlic sauce, triple delight. And the prices are extremely reasonable.
Wow.
Come with a fried wonton and shrimp fried rice. And if you want an egg roll, they got huge egg rolls.
Nice. I love a good egg roll.
$1.50 extra.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that tip with us.
Well, thank you for calling
in,
John.
Thank you for calling in, John.
Thank you for being a great listener. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your afternoon. And listeners, I hope you took some notes, because John gave us some valuable information for when you are craving some delicious Chinese. And I'm Cynthia Clark. This is the Cynthia Clark Radio Show. And my co-host
is Clark Gregory.
And we will be right back. Stay with us for some more delicious news.
Thank you, New Orleans.
Cassie Williams is the owner of Eat Healthy Portions Meal Company in Mandeville, Louisiana. She is a breast cancer survivor, and her mission is to prepare clean, whole, healthy meals that nourish, energize, and improve the overall health of her clients. She believes the health of our generation and generations to come should not be compromised by synthetic ingredients, fried foods, GMOs, or overprocessed foods. The meals from Eat Healthy Portions are created fresh from scratch in your Louisiana neighborhood. The menu is Louisiana-inspired and endorsed by the Ochsner Eat Fit program. Go to eathealthyportions.com to order 15 meals for only $8.99 each. The meals are robust in flavor and created to help you return to your optimal healthy weight. Each week, simply supplement your current diet with the meals. Why start tomorrow when your success for a new year, new healthier you, is here today? Visit eathealthyportions.com to view our Louisiana and traditional menu. Hello, New Orleans. Lent is here, and that means the tradition of eating seafood on Fridays begins. Did you know this tradition is rooted in the South's rich Catholic culture? Did you know Shortstop Po' Boys in Metairie serves a fresh in-house seafood okra gumbo with crab meat each and every Friday? Or if you prefer to enjoy your seafood gumbo at home, you may order seafood gumbo by the gallon from the catering menu. The Shortstop family invites your family to savor delicious oyster, shrimp, crawfish, or catfish po' boy on fresh Leidenheimer French bread, seafood gumbo, and more, all at reasonable prices. We invite you to dine with us at Shortstop Po' Boys this Lenten season. Located in the heart of Metairie, where Airline meets Transcontinental, 119 Transcontinental Drive, shortstoppoboys.com, serving delicious food consistently for over 50 years. shortstoppoboys.com.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. Louisiana State Police have been asked to investigate a shooting involving a Calcasieu Parish Sheriff's deputy who was kidnapped while searching the vehicle of a suspect during a traffic stop Thursday morning. According to authorities, a deputy with a combined anti-drug task force made the stop on I-10 and discovered illegal narcotics. While the deputy was in the suspect's car for the search, the suspect got in the driver's side and drove off. The deputy made several verbal commands to stop, and when he didn't comply, the deputy shot the driver and they crashed. Both the suspect and deputy were transported to a local hospital. New Orleans Representative Delisha Boyd wants health insurers to provide mental health coverage for victims of rape. The legislation is personal for Boyd. She says if someone had intervened and helped her mother deal with the trauma of being raped at age 15 and her postpartum psychosis, she might be alive today.
I know now at 55, my mother, I understand better today what was her issues when she had me.
House Bill 302 is pending LRN.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of Tax Professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions Now.
Call 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697.
Have you looked at your home and it's starting to show so much wear and tear it's worrying you? Kiss your worries goodbye with the Gulf Coast's most versatile exterior home improvement contractor, Vinyl Tech. Using only the finest materials means you can have confidence in their work for your roof, gutters, siding, patio covers, and windows. Owner Shane Mulkey attributes his success to his Christian ethics and the dedication and work ethic of his family and his staff for almost a quarter of a century. Vinyl Tech treats every home improvement job as if they were improving their own home with their superior quality work. They want you to be so satisfied with their work, you'll tell others how pleased you are. Contact Vinyl Tech today for your free estimate and discover the best way to protect and increase the value of your biggest asset, your home. Find out why Vinyl Tech has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and a 5-star rating by going to VinylTechRoofing.com. Go to VinylTechRoofing.com and set up your appointment to take your worries away. Andiamo. That means let's go in Italian to Gianduca's Italian Eatery in Kenner. My two favorite pasta dishes are the creamy, garlicky fettuccine alfredo and the cheesy eggplant lasagna. Gianduca's Italian Eatery is the perfect restaurant to enjoy fresh seafood dishes, too. I recommend the divine crab cakes, fried shrimp parmesan, and the scrumptious seafood ravioli. My favorite fish dish is the redfish river town. Tuna Gianduca is also very popular and served grilled or blackened. I'm starving. Please pass me the crab cakes. Gianduca's Italian Eatery for the best in casual Italian cuisine, where Chef Troy treats you like family. The prices are fair and the portions are huge. Visit them at 325 Williams Boulevard in Kenner, open daily from 11 to 9 and on weekends till 10 p.m. Mangia, that means let's eat in Italian. Welcome back. Hello.
This is Cynthia Clark, and this is a Cuisine Report, and I am so happy to be talking cuisine today with you, and we like to feature a new restaurant. So the talk of the town right now is one of these new restaurants in Old Metairie on Metairie Road. It is called Tana Italian Restaurant, and it is on Metairie Road. It is in the space of the former Barreca's restaurant, which was there for so many decades, and if you are looking to enjoy some delicious, fresh, in-house made pasta, even tableside, I would recommend that you try Tana. If you're a foodie, you may have already tried Tana. Please call in and share your experience with us. And the number is 504-556-9696. Clark, I know you've had the opportunity to go to Tana. Tell me about that lobster dish.
Yes, Cindy. Well, I was fortunate enough the other day passing by the restaurant early Friday night. And I said to my friend in the car, I said, let's run in and see if we can catch early dinner. Well, of course, they were happy to serve us in this beautiful new restaurant, a complete build-out, Cindy, from the ground up, from the famous chef, and I'm sure you locals, some of you locals know the famous chef, Michael Galata. And he had a Sicilian upbringing and from that region of Italy.
Sicilian. Remember, I mean, how much we've been talking about Sicilians and how they've influenced our cuisine here.
Well, half of the show last month was Sicilian, and we just had the Italian festival.
And I have Sicilian boys, and
children.
You have Sicilian nephews.
Correct, and we just, you know, in Rivertown this past weekend was the Italian festival. I'm sorry it rained out. I hope some of you were able to make it in between the raindrops. And, of course, the famous Gendusa restaurant was showing there today that we always love to go to.
I didn't mean to stop your train of thought, so tell
no.
us. So this is a Sicilian chef, also from the Ligurian area of Italy.
Correct, Cindy.
Continue.
And his name is Chef Michael Galata. I'm sure you've heard about him. He's very famous in town right now.
Where did he come from?
I didn't investigate that.
So he's supposed to be that famous?
He's got a great name in town, and I've seen him on, as a matter of fact, I saw him on a local television show.
Right, he
and
was
I
promoting.
Thought, wow, look at this attractive, well-spoken chef. And then the next thing I knew, this is his restaurant. He obviously got some great backers. And Cindy, one of the specialties of the house is he has a custom-made pasta production station. So when you walk into the restaurant, Cindy, one whole window is full of workers making fresh pasta.
It's the new thing where these restaurants and chefs allow the guests to be
in on the experience, correct?
The actual preparation, almost like you're at a home kitchen.
Exactly,
at home.
Cindy. And then we did sit down. We sat in one of the most beautiful orange velvet banquettes I've ever been in. The restaurant is very sexy, Cindy, and the decor is beautiful. It's like blue and orange, and I don't know how to explain it. Just, I guess, coastal Mediterranean.
They have a nice view of it on their website, TanaItalian.com. It shows some lovely shots of the decor.
Right, and there's gorgeous chef.
Beautiful
chef,
chandeliers.
Correct.
It's very beautiful.
Very
nice,
well
romantic
done.
Evening.
And you know, New Orleans now on Metairie Road, aren't you happy because our family home happens to be off of Metairie Road. But you know, now Metairie Road is known as Restaurant Road. So all these
that area has become a nice restaurant
Correct.
Hub.
They've gotten a new reputation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I spoke to a couple of people, Cindy, and I have to be honest, and I was mentioning it to you earlier. You know, when a restaurant opens up, there's some kinks to get out.
Of course.
And I've talked to several people. Two people did not like Tana, but let me tell you something. Two other people and myself, I loved it. It's very New York. You walk in, there's literally four concierge to direct you whether you want to go to the bar or make a reservation. And even the GM came over and said hello to us, Cindy.
Right. Well, let's talk about what is on the menu. So they do have an appetizer, braised meatball appetizer.
Yum.
With red gravy, rom ricotta, and focaccia. They also serve a crudo. And they also have a oysters bordelaise, New Orleans Sicilian style, crispy fried from, of course, P&J Oyster House.
Wow.
And, of course, fried calamari, which we love.
Love. Who doesn't love good fried calamari? But, Cindy, I was there on Friday night. Tell us what the appetizer special was.
You said it was a lobster. I was waiting to hear about it.
Lobster. And at first I was going to say no. I mean, I love anything lobster. But all it was like fresh Sicilian, Italian spices and breadcrumbs and a little tomato gravy. And what they had done is they had scooped the lobster up, cut it out, prepared it, and stuffed it back into the shell. Gorgeous presentation.
Just like you like it. All cleaned
gorgeous.
Out.
All it fresh and ready clean. To go. No, all finger food. And they served a beautiful piece of fresh, looked like pretzel bread. Their bread, when they serve you, your bread service is a pretzel bread. It was so delicious.
Was it warm?
Yes, of course it was warm. And we were there at 5:30. And then...
So I don't believe the lobster is on a regular staple.
No, it was probably one of the specials. Do you see the special? We had the shrimp, the giant sautéed shrimp in a red tomato gravy with a fresh pasta. Is that on the pasta?
Was it an appetizer or a pasta?
A pasta. It was
so
a side.
So that would be the Gulf Shrimp Pasheri, which had pistachios too?
Yes.
And tomato and cream?
Yes. Cindy, and I also have to tell you that this restaurant had one of the most unique flavor profiles I have ever experienced. Okay, so what
so
if their act isn't
it.
Together? So what if it's
well,
brand new?
But you have
they
to
will
give
get
them a
it
break
together,
because
right?
Because every new restaurant has
to iron
you,
out their
as
king.
As you said, you have to give them a chance. That's why most critics don't go to new restaurants for almost a year.
You're right.
They
well
give
said.
Them the opportunity.
Good you're right. They give them an opportunity to iron out the kinks. And let me tell you something. We had two salads. We had the most incredible deconstructed grilled Caesar salad. Unbelievable. And the second salad I had, Cynthia, was their house salad, which must have had pistachios in it. It had the most unusual flavor profile on their dressing with mm-hmm. some sort of crunchy nut. It was some sort of his version of Green Goddess. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to go back and try it.
Okay. Well, I'm going because I spoke to a girlfriend of mine today. And she's a restaurateur, and she visited as well. And then she told me about another friend of ours who has been there. You've told me you've been there, and a number of people. So, yes, it's the talk of the town.
It's the talk of the town. It's one of the most exciting, one of the most beautiful, and really one of the most glamorous restaurants that we have here, Cynthia. I've lived in New York for 35 years. You know that. And I have seen some beautiful restaurants. This is one.
Well, we're
going
to have to try.
Tana, Metairie Road, Chef Michael Galata.
Okay.
Can't wait to go again.
Okay. That sounds great. Well, we've had a great show today. So let us know if you go to Tana and you have the opportunity to enjoy it. We want you to give us a report back. And I'll share my experience with you as well. And if there are any new restaurants that you know about that you want to share with us, please do. We'd like to also recommend you do try Miss Shirley's on Magazine. She was quite a focus of the show today, speaking of the Cantonese Chinese food.
Right.
And I hope you have the opportunity to try it. Of course, you should mention you heard about it on WGSO, on the Cuisine Report with Cynthia and Clark.
Yes.
We'd love you to do that. But especially, we'd like you to go enjoy it. I'm just excited to know where Miss Shirley went, because I have to tell you, I live on the North Shore. I used to live in Metairie, right near Clark, my brother and our family home there. And now I'm on the North Shore. So I used to go to Royal China all the time. We'd order takeout. And that's
correct.
How I knew Miss Shirley.
And that's how I know Miss Shirley, because she's been there for years. But Cindy, the restaurant was a little old and tattered, but the food was fantastic. I don't think I've ever had a bad meal there. Now, I wish the restaurant was a little newer and fresher looking. But
well, she's got the brand new
now
one.
Now you should
we,
see her new one on Magazine Street. You're right, Cindy.
Now, tell us what her specialty general may be at the new, is the address? Do you have that information?
Yes, I do, Cindy.
Yes.
It happens to be at 3009 Magazine Street in the heart of Uptown. And as you mentioned earlier, Cindy, she's part of the Lee family, and they have dim sum. They're known for Cantonese dim sum. And she also got a very high acclamation, Cindy. She was voted Southern Living
2024 best restaurant in Louisiana.
Louisiana. Isn't that nice?
From the Lee family of the Metairie Road Royal China. So go say hi to Miss Shirley at her new Chinese restaurant. It's a neighborhood spot for dim sum, beloved Chinese American staples, and you will enjoy. And
don't forget the pineapple fried rice. Oh my gosh.
Siding, not only one of the best in the industry, but engineered to be long-lasting and beautiful. And because of its sleek design, it is the most popular brand in North America. Vinyl Tech offers financing, and their exterior contractors know how to install siding properly because they've been doing it for almost a quarter of a century. Have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and serve customers along the Gulf Coast from Texas to Florida. Contact Vinyl Tech today for your estimate at VinylTechRoofing.com and chase your worries away. Andiamo. That means let's go in Italian to Gianduce's Italian Eatery in Kenner. My two favorite pasta dishes are the creamy, garlicky fettuccine alfredo and the cheesy eggplant lasagna. Gianduce's Italian Eatery is the perfect restaurant to enjoy fresh seafood dishes too. I recommend the divine crab cakes, fried shrimp parmesan, and the scrumptious seafood ravioli. My favorite fish dish is the Redfish River Town. Tuna Gianduce is also very popular and served grilled or blackened. I'm starving. Please pass me the crab cakes. Gianduce's Italian Eatery for the best in casual Italian cuisine, where Chef Troy treats you like family. The prices are fair and the portions are huge. Visit them at 325 Williams Boulevard in Kenner, open daily from 11 to 9 and on weekends till 10 p.m. Mangia! That means let's eat in Italian.
Vinyl Tech's warehouse is fully stocked with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Our 20 reps are working around the clock for you. Don't wait 4 months to get work done. Vinyl Tech has materials now and are prepared to start on your home. Vinyl Tech has the most roofing, siding, gutters, and window siding crews in the area. Call for a free estimate. We show up and get you done. 504-469-7590 or VinylTechNola.com. 504-469-7590 or VinylTechNola.com.
Have you ever wondered if you were drinking too much toxic bottled water? Are you spending too much on it? What if I told you the very best water on the planet is not available in stores? Learn how you can save money and give your body healthy antioxidant water. I'm talking about Kangen water, electrolyzed reduced water. The alkalizing effects on this water are amazing. To set up a demonstration just for you, contact me at CynthiaClark@WGSO.com or contact me at 504-247-6120. That's 504-247-6120.
I'm Cynthia Clark.
And I'm Clark Gregory, Cynthia's sister. Welcome to our live show on Thursday, New Orleans. What a beautiful day it is in New Orleans today.
Thank you for joining. So we're going to segue and talk about one of the sponsors, and her name is Chazzy Williams. She is the owner of Eat Healthy Portions Meal Company, which is located in Mandeville, Louisiana. And I'm sure you've heard the commercial. So I would just like to encourage you, if you would like to supplement your diet that you currently have at home, you know, whatever it is you like to buy, you like to eat, I would recommend, if you are trying to cut a few pounds, or maybe if you just want a little more simplicity with your life when it comes to preparing meals, this meal prep company was recently voted the best meal prep company in the area by Inside New Orleans magazine. Congratulations, Chazzy.
Yay, Chazzy.
And so I was over there just recently, and I complimented her and told her, wow, she has changed some of her menu. And so I'm going to go ahead and tell you a couple of these items that I actually sampled this week. So she has a new shepherd's pie on the menu.
Yum, one of my favorites, Cindy.
And now the shepherd's pie, though, because it is Eat Healthy, the mashed potatoes are mashed cauliflower.
Wow.
So this is a spin. And you wouldn't know if I hadn't told you, okay? And she uses fresh turkey, and she makes a beautiful brown gravy sauce on it, and it is gluten-free. There is no flour in it. So I would recommend you pop over, try one of her meals, and it is called the new one for this week is the shepherd's pie. And she's also doing a meatball sub.
Yum.
Mini meatball on a wrap.
Yum.
And all of her meals are, you know, stay within the 300 to 500 calorie range, of course, but they're all carb conscious.
Right.
Low, low carb. They're all no sugar added. Very few have salt added.
Right. And exactly like she talks about in the name, healthy portion. You know what simply what healthy portion means is to have a plate with a smaller portion and to eat more towards your meal size instead of, you know, and to eat straight, don't eat straight from the container. You know, healthy portions means right. to get her to go and serve it in a container at your own home. And it says also be aware of the size of food you're eating and also ask for half portions when you're not that hungry. That's part of eating healthy.
That Cindy. Is. And so the big thing that we do, I'm sure you do, we all do, is a lot of us will go to restaurants and we're not going to tell the restaurateur to cut the portions because in New Orleans we expect big portions. But most of us, myself included, last night when I ate at Gendusa's, I'm sorry I didn't bring you a dish, but I had the eggplant lasagna, but I only had, I think,
half portion,
a third of it.
Wow.
But I enjoyed it today for lunch.
Exactly.
Another third. I still have a third left.
Well, that's the best way to do it.
So I lost weight. You're right. When I started paying attention to portion control.
Portions, exactly. And your protein should be the hand size. It should be one hand size, such as fish or your chicken.
Your palm,
same
right?
thing,
the
exactly.
Size of the palm
you said it.
For the
one
meat.
Palm size portion of your rice and beans. The same thing with your fruit. So it's all, and it says two palm size portions of your vegetables, and only one finger size portion of cheese.
Now that's right.
But that's a good MO.
1 ounce at a time.
That's
for the
a
cheese.
Good MO because then that's how we lose weight and that's how we maintain it.
And that's how we can save up to Friday afternoon. We
and
can
splurge.
Go enjoy Tano.
Exactly.
We can go enjoy Miss Shirley's.
But we don't do that all the time, so we can enjoy that. And didn't you lose weight on healthy portions too with your friend, celebrity little chef Chazzy?
Absolutely. I believe I've said it many times. It helped to jumpstart my kickstart me to losing weight because it forced me to eat smaller portions.
Correct.
And I, of course, enjoyed the flavor. And then I got used to the smaller portions. And then, of course, I incorporated exercise and tennis and all those other great things.
Which is most important.
But I'm really excited about her new menu. She always has a chicken salad in-house.
Yum.
And now she's doing, if you go to her location on Highway 59 in Mandeville, we'll
it's
give you
so
the exact
cute.
Address. She'll give you a sample. So she'll give you a sample. So be sure to, when you're there, to ask for a sample. And she's happy to let you sample any of the food. So I think she has a nice chicken salad. It has a little hint of spice. She puts a little jalapenos in it, and she actually grills the chicken.
Wow.
So the chicken salad, and she serves it with cassava chips.
Right. I love that. And I had her chili once, and she served me with the cassava chips.
The chili
and
is
I
nice.
Also had the turkey chili, and it was absolutely delicious. Her stuff is very tasty. And, of course, it's also backed by what? The Ochsner Clinic
Eat Fit
Foundation.
Mm-hmm. And I encouraged her. I said, Chazzy, you need to keep creating, keep your menu fresh, keep updating it. And she's like, you know, you're right, Cynthia. And so that's what she's doing now. So if you want to enjoy some food that you will love the flavor because it's all Louisiana-inspired food. We have a
locally
caller.
Locally made. Yay, we have a caller.
Okay. Hi, Richard.
Hey. I'm going to join the show with Martha Huckabee.
Oh, okay. Well, you're still on the Cynthia Clark radio show. Have you ever tried?
Are you hungry?
We're talking about food, and we're talking about Tana. Are you listening to the show while you wait for your...
I was listening to that, and I was like, man, I'm getting hungry. That sounds great. I'm calling from West Texas, and you guys know how to cook.
Oh, we do, but you Texans know how to cook, too.
Well, we're more barbecue, but you guys are sophisticated.
Yes.
But you all have, you do. You're right. Y'all are all about barbecue, huh? Okay, Richard.
Yes.
Well, hold on. And she'll be starting her show, I believe, at about 5:05, okay?
All right.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Bye. That was funny.
Yes. So as you were saying, Cindy.
Yes. So just I want to give you the address and the website.
For Healthy Portions.
Yes. Yeah, so just give us one moment and we will give you that. Make sure when you talk to Chazzy.
Chef. Exactly.
You make sure that when you go in that you tell her you heard it on WGSO. It's very important that she knows that and she might give you some special little deal.
Tell her the Clark said hello.
Let's see if I can give you. So I know the website is eathealthyportions.com. So, and then I'll give you the exact address. Just one moment.
And then don't forget to ask for the chili. She's got the cutest
That's
little
his
shop.
Favorite. Oh, she has, she was doing a beautiful little blueberry muffin as well for breakfast.
Oh, wow.
And it's made with almond flour.
And if you want...
her phone number is 985-635-1132. Grab a pen if you want delicious Louisiana-inspired Creole recipes.
Healthy portions.
And 985-635-1132. The website is eathealthyportions.com. And when you go there, you will get $20 off of your first 15 meals that you order. And there is a promo code there. But you have to go to the website to get that promo code. Remember, they are Eat Fit Ochsner endorsed. And so they're healthy, but delicious. And her address...
It's all clean, clean food, clean portioning. You'll feel so rejuvenated. And she's got the most wonderful juice bar there.
Oh, plus, okay. She only does juices on Fridays, which I'm going to get some juices tomorrow. I do very much enjoy her juices. I was very tired. I didn't sleep very well the other day. And I had a tennis match on Tuesday night, and I was so happy when I thought it was canceled due to the rain, but then they said, no, we're going to play. So if it wasn't for Chazzy's juices, there is no way I could have played.
Well,
I drank two.
They put pure oxygen straight into your blood.
But the thing is, a lot of them don't taste good, Clark, but she knows
how
she makes them taste wonderful. Her secret ingredients, and many people know this, is to sweeten these fresh juices with a little pineapple.
And so it
makes the green goddess, which is the spinach and the kale and all, taste nice and wonderful with the lemon. But you have to
little
add
lemon
the pineapple
and ginger and
is,
pineapple to offset the taste of the fresh cut grass.
And she has
I love it.
She has
it
a bunch
like
of
grass.
About six different flavors you can choose from on Fridays, and they're reasonably priced. They're $10 a piece. Eathealthyportions.com. It's in Mandeville. You can Google it, and you can also do carry out, take out, or you can subscribe online. Have a wonderful day. This
thank
is the
you,
Cuisine
New Orleans.
Report, and thank you for listening. Email me.
Have you looked at your home, and it's starting to show so much wear and tear, it's worrying you? Kiss your worries goodbye with the Gulf Coast's most versatile exterior home improvement contractor, Vinyl Tech. Using only the finest materials means you can have confidence in their work for your roof, gutters, siding, patio covers, and windows. Owner Shane Mulkey attributes his success to his Christian ethics and the dedication and work ethic of his family and his staff for almost a quarter of a century. Vinyl Tech treats every home improvement job as if they were improving their own home with their superior quality work. They want you to be so satisfied with their work, you'll tell others how pleased you are. Contact Vinyl Tech today for your free estimate and discover the best way to protect and increase the value of your biggest asset, your home. Find out why Vinyl Tech has an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and a 5-star rating by going to VinylTechRoofing.com. Go to VinylTechRoofing.com and set up your appointment to take your worries away.